The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Hello and welcome to Learn English Vocabulary. My name's Jack and I'm making this podcast for you to learn or revise English vocabulary. You can find a transcript of this podcast on learnenglishvocabulary.co.uk. There's a page for this podcast with the transcript, an activity, and a task for you to do in the comments. I recently had a message from a listener asking for a podcast on language that would be useful in an IELTS exam. In case anybody doesn't know what an IELTS exam is, it's the main exam for people who want to go to an English-speaking university in the UK and Australia or New Zealand. There's another exam for universities in the USA called a TOEFL. The IELTS test is a good test of English. It's not easy to focus on specific language that will be useful in an IELTS test. The best way to improve your chances of getting the score you need in the exam is to focus on developing your general English by reading and listening to a wide range of materials. There are two IELTS tests, the general test and the academic test. For the listening and speaking papers, they're the same, but the reading and writing papers are different. If you do the academic test, the topics of these papers are suitable for someone entering a university. Academic language, though, is still a very broad topic. I have an academic phrasebook which has over 100 pages of phrases that can be used to refer and introduce topics and so on. But I think I'd have to start a whole new podcast to talk about academic language. If anyone thinks an academic vocabulary podcast would be useful, please let me know. I looked at some practice speaking tests to try to see if there were any common topics and, well, you always have to start by talking about yourself. The examiner might ask you about what you do in your free time or where you live or work or go to school, but the focus is on you. In part two, you normally have to describe something. It might be a place or a person, but it could be something else. And in part three, you're invited to have a discussion about something. So it's really hard to pick out a useful selection of words and phrases for an IELTS exam. So I'm going to do my best and suggest a set of words and phrases that are useful for describing people at a more advanced level. I've selected these because you can use them in part one to describe yourself, or in part two if you're asked to describe someone else. So, describing people. According to some psychologists, there are five big personality types. I'm not sure if this is true, but it's a useful way to start to build some sets of vocabulary that you can use in your speaking tests. I'm going to go through these in turn over the course of 5 podcasts and suggest a few adjectives and other things you can say. I'm basing this on an article on Wikipedia that I will share the link to on the Learn English Vocabulary website. The first personality trait on the list is extroversion. That's the noun. The adjective form is extroverted. This means outgoing and confident. If you are outgoing, you are generally friendly and have lots of energy. Extroverted people often like dancing. I mean, dancing in public, like in discos and nightclubs. Extroverted people are spontaneous. This means they do things when opportunities present themselves, without planning. Spontaneous people are the sorts of people who say yes a lot. They are good fun to be around.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
Some phrases you can use to describe extroverted people are: he's the life of the party, or he's the life and soul of the party. You know, some people are very sociable. They love to be around big groups of people and they want to talk to everyone. They tell funny stories, introduce people to each other, get everyone laughing and singing. They are the life and soul of the party. You might also say that they like being the centre of attention. The centre of attention is the person that everyone is watching or listening to. I had a friend at university called Chris who loved being the centre of attention. He was a great storyteller and always had a new anecdote up his sleeve whenever we met. He was also a complete liar, but he never pretended to be otherwise. One of his mottos was, "Never let the truth get in the way of a good story." This personality trait also includes the opposite of extroverted, which is introverted. Someone who is introverted is less social and generally a lot quieter. An introverted person will often be happier on their own. They might still like dancing, but only when they're at home with nobody watching. To be on your own means to be alone. But I think alone sounds a bit sad, a bit lonely. I quite like being on my own. It feels more independent. I'm on my own because I want to be, not because I have no friends. Another adjective you can use is reserved. If a person is reserved, it means they hold their emotion back. The Queen of England is very reserved. You never see her getting angry or, well, expressing much emotion. If you're reserved, you might say things like, "I prefer to keep myself to myself." This is a strange expression. He keeps himself to himself. English people generally approve when people keep themselves to themselves. Such people are good neighbours. They're not nosy, and they don't stop you in the street for a chat. Another phrase you could use is, I don't like to draw attention to myself. This is an interesting collocation, to draw attention to myself. I think we only really use it in this negative form. She doesn't like to draw attention to herself. Okay, there are a lot of adjectives and phrases you can use to talk about yourself or describe someone you know in the first and second part of a speaking test that are related to extroversion. On the Learn English Vocabulary website, you can find the transcript and some activities to test yourself, so please check it out. It's learnenglishvocabulary.co.uk. You'll find this podcast on the homepage or in the C1 section. Thank you to all of the visitors on the website who leave me comments, and thanks to everyone who leaves me a review on Apple Podcasts. I do love to read them and enjoy reading your ideas and the responses to the questions I put there. I'm going to keep working through these IELTS speaking task sets of vocabulary for the next few podcasts, and then I've got some song lyrics to look at that have been requested by Kayam. I will get there eventually. I hope you have enjoyed this podcast. If there are any topics or songs or scenes from a film that you'd like me to talk about, or anything else you'd like to hear, I would be delighted to make a podcast for you. So please visit learnenglishvocabulary.co.uk and say hello. Thanks for listening.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.